Good morning, everyone. It's good to have you here for the Spring Student Recognition Chapel. Brian Martin Burkholder, and I welcome you. I'm going to make a few announcements and then move out of the way, and we'll go through our program. We are asking this time for everyone who's receiving recognition to come forward to the stage and stand on this side of the podium. In some cases, photos will be taken of the group while you're on the stage. In other cases, photographers will invite you to exit the stage toward the library side over here and take the photo on the floor. Rachel Rosowski has prepared some opening reflections on leadership and recognition. Rachel is our Director of Student Programs and Orientation and advises Common Grounds Coffee House. Thank you, Rachel, for bringing your reflections, and then we'll follow right through the program as announced from the podium.
Good morning. Every day on this campus, there are great people doing great things, big and small gestures, accomplishments made after long-term commitments, and one-off unexpected triumphs. Most of these good deeds are never recognized. We all carry on and go about our work and our responsibilities, working hard and doing the right thing because we care and we're people of integrity, not because we will get anything for our efforts. And that's what real leadership is all about. John Lennon spoke about this when he said, "When you do something noble and beautiful and nobody notices, don't be sad. For the sun every morning is a beautiful spectacle, and yet most of the audience is asleep." The students who are to be recognized this morning did not set upon their tasks because of the potential for accolades, credit, or acknowledgement. For these folks, the joy and reward is found in the journey. And this is also the value of leadership, not the recognition or reward that we may or may not receive. The real value is in the person we find in the discipline, courage, and commitment to become a leader. However, regardless of motivation, it's really important for us to pause and honor these individuals, to create a recognition culture with our actions and our words, publicly noting contributions and allowing us the opportunity to say thank you. So thank you to the students who are leaders, scholars, athletes, volunteers, dramatists, future nurses, future teachers, tutors, theologians, and advocates. You set the bar high for the other students around you, and we are grateful. You remind us of who we want to be and who our best selves ought to be. You provide motivation, energy, and meaning to us as professional staff with whom you work, helping us be our best professional selves. You are what makes EMU not just a good place to work and learn, but a great place. Thank you.
I'm Lana Miller, the undergraduate campus pastor. Every year, about 30 students commit themselves to working with campus ministries, integrating faith into their learning, relationships, and activities. This group learns a lot about themselves, their relationship with God, while also growing in their capacity to provide care and support for others. I would invite the ministry assistants to come forward, those who are here. And you'll stand at the front of the stage, so come forward while I'm talking about you. The ministry assistants are active on their floors in the residence halls. They engage in learning ministry tools that can be used throughout their life and are supported as they work at integrating their faith into lived practice. This position is unpaid, which speaks to the character of those who voluntarily give their time to assist others in this way. Let me name the ministry assistants: Jasmine Miller, Katie Lopez-Gode, Oksana Cottrell, Janet Spain, Sarah Bosart, Austin Sachs, Louis Longo, Hayren Cha, Dejanay Robinson, Dylan Grove, Perry Blosser, Lydia Musselman, Megan Bishop, and Abe Hartzler. Thank you for joining us as campus pastors on this journey this year and offering your time and your gifts and your talents. You're deeply appreciated. And I invite you to stay here while I invite the pastoral assistants to come forward. The pastoral assistants serve as both mentors to the MAs as well as keep their pulse on campus life. They design, create, plan, and are involved with many of the campus ministry activities that occur. Their desire to serve God is integrated into their life, work, and relationships. The pastoral assistants for this semester are Grayson Mast, Lydia Tissue, Christina Hershey, Amanda Helfrick, Courtney Unruh, Jolie Payton, Wesley Wilder, and Jonathan Augsburger. It has also been a pleasure to work with each of you, to brainstorm with you, to reach out and provide care and support to others on this campus, and to walk with you as you continue to wrestle with your own faith journey. Thanks for the openness and vulnerability that each of you have had in serving this year. You can give them all a round of applause.
I'm Mike Midley, Chair of the Language and Literature Department, and I'd like to invite the following students, if you're present, to come forward. Naomi Scoville, Teresa Garcia Bautista, Carrie King, Nathan Peters, Rebecca Hertzler. Our department has a number of merit awards that we give at the end of the year. These merit awards are named in honor of our faculty emeriti, thanks be to God, are these are all still living, and they sometimes join us on for our final celebration and help to award these same awards to the students who won them. One student is not here today, Naomi Scoville, because she's in Michigan at the Festival of Faith and Writing at Calvin College, and she is the winner of the Omar Eby Writing Award. It honors a senior majoring or minoring in writing studies who demonstrates excellence in the craft of creative writing. She's also the winner of the James R. Bomberger Award for Excellence in TESOL. It honors a student who is a senior or junior minoring in TESOL whose performance in classes and practicums has been outstanding. The winner of the Irvy L. Glick Award for Excellence in World Language Study is Teresa Garcia Bautista. She has exhibited academic excellence in Spanish as a major and has shown a clear sense of calling to pursuing graduate work or using her language degree in service to the church. It's named in honor of Professor Emeritus Irvy Glick, who taught German, English, and French and led cross-cultural groups at EMU. Carrie King is the winner of the Ray Elvin Horst Award for Excellence in Spanish, which honors a junior or senior who's exhibited academic excellence in Spanish courses. Congratulations. We're also thankful that Carrie was helpful in selecting our new Spanish faculty person who will be starting in the fall. The J.B. Landis Award for Excellence in Literary Studies goes to Nathan Peters. This is an award that Nathan won for writing an excellent essay of literary analysis. And the final award goes to Rebecca Hertzler, the Carol Yoder Award for Teaching Excellence. She's an English education major and is an excellent student and will make an excellent teacher. So congratulate these folks. Thank you for
Hi, my name is Jeff Copeland. I'm a professor of biology.
My name is Greta Ann Heron, and I'm also a professor of biology.
If we could ask. Oh, I didn't see her.
I'm Dee Weichel, and I'm a professor of computer science.
She's like a ghost. She just appeared out of nowhere. Could I ask for Sammy Kaufman to come up?
And Hannah Weaver and Ian Roth, please.
Alex Bender, Carol Ann Wengard, and Claire Wadlick.
I'd like to present an award to Sammy Kaufman. We often call this the best best second year award. We award it to a second year student in biology who's completed most of our core curriculum, which includes 3 or 4 classes. So to Sammy, congratulations.
I am presenting the Outstanding Senior Biology Award to both Ian and Hannah. It was a difficult choice to make, and we ended up with a tie. But this is an especially impressive award since they are both transfer students and have distinguished themselves in the 2 years that they were here. Ian and Hannah?
I would like to recognize Alex Bender for his presentation at the Symposium on Computer Science Education, where he participated in the student research competition. And also, we'll recognize Carol Ann Wengard and Claire Wadlick. They went to the Capital Area Women's Celebration of Women in Computing in Norfolk, and they did this as first years on their own without faculty driving, et cetera. So much appreciation for the independence and perseverance that this required on the part of all of these people to make themselves vulnerable to outside presentation and discussion of their work. Thank you very much.
Good morning. I'm Ann Schaefer, and I'll be giving awards for the Department of Nursing. Could I have Louise Krall, Anne-Marie Baer, and Jess Reinheimer come forward? If they are present. Okay. We award we recognize students in 3 categories in nursing, and these are recognitions both from your peers and your faculty. The first recognition is for academic excellence, and this award goes to Jess Reinheimer. As a senior at Eastern Mennonite University, Jess was recently named the Academic All-American of the Year by the College Sports Information Directors of America and was named the top scholar in all of Division III women's basketball this year. A member of the EMU Honors Program, Jess has also been inducted into Sigma Theta Tau, the International Honor Society for Nurses. Her academic achievements reflect her commitment to hard work, her excellent critical thinking, and her desire to be the best nurse she can be. Congratulations, Jess. I'll go ahead and talk about Anne-Marie Baer, who's not here. The award for Sacred Covenant goes to Anne-Marie. The Sacred Covenant, developed by EMU's Anne Hirschberger, describes a view of nursing as a vocation and a means to live out the daily call to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. The Sacred Covenant is based on both faith and high professional standards, on bringing people to wholeness and healing. The EMU nursing program emphasizes service, empathy, agape love, empowerment, and the nurse-patient relationship. As a nursing student, Anne-Marie has lived these qualities consistently, and I anticipate will continue to do so in her future career. So congratulations to Anne-Marie. And then the recognition for servant leadership goes to Louise Krall. As co-president of the SNA and as a senior nursing student at EMU, Louise has come into her own and embodies many qualities of a servant leader, including listening, empathy, awareness, consensus building, foresight, stewardship, and commitment to the growth of people. Thank you, Louise, for all that you have given to nursing and will give in the future. Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Greg Koop, and I'm a professor in the psychology department. So Rachel, Brooke, and Kenzie, could you guys come forward? So we have, we're recognizing three students today. First, on behalf of the entire psych department faculty, I'd like to recognize Brooke Laycock for exemplary achievement in psychology and for service and scholarship. So Brooke's impact has extended beyond the psychology department to the campus community at large. As examples, she supported our athletes, added thoughtful artwork to our library, and still managed to produce scholarship of the highest quality. Brooke has also served as a co-president of Psychology Club for the past 2 years. Her enthusiasm and curiosity have been contagious, and she has left the club in a much stronger state than it was when she started, despite thoroughly lackluster faculty advising this past year. Truly, this club would not be happening without her. Brooke's love of learning is evidenced in a variety of ways. Her full engagement in class often goes well beyond what is required. Her ability to look at complicated issues from multiple perspectives pushed her classmates and professors into deeper insights. She has also demonstrated excellence in her internship and research, and will be presenting a fascinating study on the distracting qualities of smartphones at the Virginia Association for Psychological Science next week. I think it's safe to say that Brooke has demonstrated a number of wide-ranging abilities that make us all count it as a blessing to have her, have had her as a psych major these past 4 years. So congratulations, Brooke. Each year, we also recognize 1 to 2 students for excellence in research by awarding the Galen R. Lehman Outstanding Achievement in Research Award. Projects are judged primarily on 3 criteria: initiative and ingenuity, public dissemination, and the quality of the final written report. This year was an exceptionally difficult year to select these awards, with 9 students presenting their research this Thursday in Newport News. However, after extensive deliberation amongst the psychology faculty, we selected 2 projects for recognition. Both of these researchers embody the spirit of the research award. Both of these researchers showed exceptional dedication to their project, from conception and design in the fall semester to data collection and dissemination this semester. And both of these researchers demonstrated the intellectual curiosity and dogged persistence that will serve them well in careers or future studies. In fact, don't be surprised to see either in a doctoral program near you in the coming year. Coming years. You have some time. Surprise. The winners of this year's Galen R. Lehman Outstanding Achievement in Research Award are Mackenzie Lapp for her project High and Low Information Load Music, Implications for Reading Comprehension, and Rachel Bowman for her project Self-Identification and Marginalization, a Precursor to Reclaiming Control Over Implicit Race Associations.
Good morning. I'm Scott Ayer. I'm the residence director in Cedarwood. I'd like to invite London Wheeler, Valerie Metzger-Cooper, Krista Luganbill, Andrew Yoder, and Sam Stoner to come up to the front. I know some of them are in placements, but some of them are here. It's a pleasure to and an honor to stand here and recognize these 5 senior community advisors. First off, I want to recognize Carissa, Andrew, and Sam, who unfortunately can't be here, but all 3 of them have served as CAs for the past 3 years. Carissa served for 2 years in North Lawn before going to Hillside this year. Andrew served in North Lawn his first year, and Sam served in Maplewood in his first year before both heading to Parkwoods. London and Val both have been 2-year CAs, including this year as seniors. London the last 2 years in Hillside, and Val in North Lawn the last 2 years. Each entered their CA careers with their own reservations, whether it be if they could do the job, if they wanted to be where they were asked to serve, or if being a CA was just the right fit for them. Regardless of the reservation, it has been exciting to watch them grow as individuals during their time in residence life and at EMU in general. They leave their collective fingerprint on the residence life department, its staff, their fellow CAs, and EMU as a whole. Sam, Andrew, Carissa, London, and Val have been model CAs. They have given much of themselves to the Residence Life team, and we have all benefited from their participation. Whether serving their halls, building, or fellow CAs, they have set a high watermark for others to follow. It's been a personal pleasure to get to know all of you on a deeper level and to see you grow over these years. I'm thankful for the time we've had to spend together over the past 2 and 3 years, and want to say that I am so excited to see you all go out and take on the challenges that await you. I know that you will do well in impacting the next communities you become a part of. Thank you to you all.
I'm Linda Nagy, Director of the Academic Success Center. Each semester, the department honors its graduates, and this spring, there are 11 to congratulate and thank for their commitment to supporting their peers. I'll call each name and ask you to come up front, and Emily will have a card and certificate for you. Alex Bender, a 2-year computer science tutor. Tyler Bergdorf, a 1-year receptionist, a very important role. Julio Garner, 2-year Spanish tutor. Stefan Gertzen, a 1-year computer science tutor. Brielle Ho, a 4-year receptionist. She was our 1 4-year person, besides Andrea King, who's not here today, a 4-year receptionist and tutor. Jacqueline Kratz, 3-year math tutor. Isaac Mast, 1-year computer science tutor. He's not able to be here today. Lauren Souter, a 1-year writing and economics tutor. Andrew Yoder, 2-year economics tutor. Not sure if he's here. And we have another special award that we give each year, and that's our Tutor of the Year. And we're honoring Christy Wirtz this year, who was a 2-year nursing tutor. She was a steady, dependable support to several nursing students for the past 2 years, and also supporting students in Foundations of Math. You may congratulate them.
I'm Peter Dula. I chair the Bible and Religion Department, and I would like to invite Chris Parks and Christina Hershey to the stage to join me. The Bible and Religion Department is supported by a group of alumni called Havarim, which is the Hebrew word for friends. One of their missions is to promote fine scholarly writing by students, and to that end, each year they support and sponsor a writing contest, awarding papers on subjects related to issues in scholarship of the Bible, religion, philosophy, or Anabaptist Mennonite thought. They give out 3 awards, and this year, 3rd place is Chris Parks for a paper entitled The Way of Integration, an account of Vincent Harding's way into and out of the Mennonite Church. We had a tie for 1st place. Becca York, who's not able to be with us, she graduated in December, wrote a paper entitled A Christian Response in the Hypermodern World, a Theological Assessment Shifting the Question from Where is God to Where Are God's People, which was a vigorous Anabaptist-inspired retort to Peter Singer's utilitarianism. And tied with Becca was Christina Hershey, whose paper was called The Word of God, Revelation in Christianity and Islam, a paper comparing and contrasting Christian and Muslim theologies of Revelation. Chris will receive a check for $100 as his award, and Christina and Becca will split the second and first place awards and get a check for $250 each, which should be encouragement for those of you who are juniors to join the award next year. Congratulations.
Could Rachel Schrock, Brianna Kaufman, Valerie Meza Cooper, and Abby Dwyer please join me on the stage? My name, again, is Rachel Roth-Sawatsky, Director of Student Programs and Orientation. One of the programs that I have the privilege of overseeing is Common Grounds Coffee House, where I work with a 5-person management team. I have been privileged to work with these 4 women this past year who have not only been my colleagues but also my friends. Rachel Schrock, Events Manager. This year, Rachel served as the Common Grounds Events Manager, coordinating around 70 campus community events. Making those events happen required writing countless emails, juggling schedules, setting up and taking down chairs, sometimes multiple times a day. setting up and running sound, lights, and tech, all new skills for her that she mastered this year, and generally making sure that all of the events went smoothly in a calm and professional manner. In addition to her professional and hospitable spirit, Rachel has shared her creative and organizational gifts with Common Grounds, organizing open mic nights and numerous community and collaborative art projects in the Common Grounds space, which was all just elective stuff that she wanted to do in this role. One of the things I've appreciated about Rachel has been her wisdom and the fact that she possesses a quiet confidence that puts others around her at ease. Thank you so very much. Brianna Kaufman, financial manager. Brianna has performed her duties as financial manager with a level of professional competency far beyond her years. Maintaining financial record keeping, making deposits, and providing data analysis in ways that help the rest of the management team make key business decisions. She's attentive to human resources issues as well and details related to shop policy and procedure. Brianna has worked as a financial manager during a time when Common Grounds has maintained very strong sales, guiding the financial matters with a smile and a steady hand. Brianna doesn't speak often, but when she does, you should be listening because she will be astute. Her calm, quiet way of attending to the many details of her position will be missed. Thank you. Valerie Meza Cooper, catering manager. Valerie is one of our longest-serving employees, beginning her Common Grounds career as a barista her first year at EMU, transitioning this year to a management position. Valerie has brought her tremendously high standards and exceptional customer service to bear in her management role this year, offering catering to around 70 events. She's also worked hard to promote our office coffee delivery service to EMU departments around campus. Val's professionalism and attention to detail has taken her component of our business to the next level. Valerie has also brought the gift of her maturity and wisdom to this management team, and for that, I'm very grateful. Thanks for all you've done to promote Common Grounds to the EMU community and for your valuable presence in our management group. Abby Dwyer, operations manager. The Common Grounds operation manager oversees all aspects of hiring, training, supervising, and communicating with our staff of 20-plus barista. Beginning as a barista herself 2 years ago, Abby Dwyer has served in this role for the past year and a half. I'm amazed at the competence of this young woman, who has written countless emails, juggled 20-plus class schedules to make sure we have staff coverage for 41 weekly shifts, trained and mentored her peers, dealt with human resource challenges, completed hiring and staff evaluations, and generally made sure that all shop operations have happened smoothly. Abby is passionate about Common Grounds, its mission, its possibilities, as well as the people and our products. She's an organized person, but she's also able to manage a lot of detail in a way that doesn't stop her from relating to other staff in a respectful, compassionate, professional way. Abby, it's been an honor to work alongside of you. You will be missed, but you've made your mark. I guess I just really had a good time. Sorry. Also, as part of student programs and orientation, Phil Thiessen coordinates the Rec Sports and Game Room programs. Could the following students please come forward? Juan Luna, Tim Callahan, Kagan Yoder, as well as the Game Room Leadership Council, Terry Dotson, and Colton Fry. Over the course of the year, 497 students, faculty, and staff participated in at least one intramural season. There are several students involved in campus recreation who shape policy and make key decisions behind the scenes. We would like to recognize three students for their leadership running the intramural program this year. The Rec Sports Leadership Council is Juan Luna, Tim Callahan, and Kagan Yoder. This semester, the Game Room had 2,500 visitors, and we would like to recognize two leaders who worked hard throughout the year to create the Game Room's positive atmosphere. These students met weekly to make budget decisions, plan events, and provide guidance for future initiatives. Terry Dotson and Colton Fry, thank you.
Uh, I'm Justin Poole, Assistant Professor of Theater, and I'm here to recognize nominees for the Irene Ryan Acting Competition for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. The following people, if you are here, please come up. Michaela Baker, Clara Bush, and Caleb Townsend. KCACTF is a national theater program involving 18,000 students from colleges and universities nationwide. The organization is dedicated to improving the quality of college theater in the United States. Each semester, respondents affiliated with the festival adjudicate selected productions at EMU. Up to two student actors are nominated by the respondents, and one student actor is nominated by EMU faculty to participate in the festival's Irene Ryan Acting Competition. So this semester, Michaela, Clara, and Caleb have all been nominated for their excellent work in EMU's production of Distant Witness.
So I've been texting with Celeste Thomas, our multicultural student service, student advisor. She's not able to be here, and she apologizes, but I'm filling in for her. So Oksana Cottrell, come on up. Tay Dews, Christian Parks, Philip Watson, London Wheeler, come on up. I'm calling you. Kendi Mwango, Makora Nwegwe, Delight Tigu, and Lin Cha. These students were the student leaders of the first Civil Rights Learning Tour. It's Oksana, Tay, and Christian. Christian Parks and Philip Watson planned and implemented the first town hall on race this year. London Wheeler is Minister of Music and Christian Parks, Choir Director, Leadership with the Gospel Choir. And these students provided leadership for the first President's Ball, Brittany Williams, Oksana Cottrell, Kendi Mwango, Tay Dews, and Makora Nwegwe. And Brittany didn't come up. And these students are in leadership with Alpha Omega Dancers for Christ, Delight Tigu and Lin Cha. Thank you for your leadership.
I'm Ken L. Nafsiger, Vice President for Student Life, and I'm here as advisor for the student government, along with Vi Dutcher, who is the faculty rep. And we also enjoy having Amy Springer Hartzell as the administrative rep. So the three of us, actually the two representing Amy as well, are going to fairly quickly recognize the senators and just let you know that because of the unique opportunity to welcome our candidate of choice next Wednesday, we will do the official passing of the gavel and call more attention to our leadership among student government as we have chapel following the presentation by the candidate of choice for president. So this will be a relatively brief period. I'd like all of the student senators to come forward and also the executive team, and I'm going to call their names individually, and Vi will hand them their certificate. The senators being recognized are Quinn Katherineberg, Brandon Chupp, Luke Mullett, Jeremiah Robinson, Wesley Wilder, Aubrey Shelley, Mackenzie McBride, please come forward as you're being called, Ella Spittler, Nicole Litwiller, Dara Nwankwo, Jessamine Tobin, and Elizabeth Wilder. So let's recognize those senators. And the executive members being recognized are co-presidents Hannah Heishman and Rachel Schrock, our vice president Kat Lehman, our secretary Bethany Chupp, our Vice President for Marketing, Stephanie Toth, and our Treasurer, Tyler Denlinger. As they are receiving their certificates, I would like to announce that this group has officially allocated just this week over $100,000 in student fees for various groups for activities on campus. And all of you who participate in student programs and clubs should give them a round of applause for allocating the money to you and giving you the opportunity to carry on the wonderful student programs and activities that all of you do together. Let's give our senators and the executive team a hand all together.
Thanks. Good morning. I'm Jane Ellen Reed, the Director of University Accord, and I'd like to invite all the lead recipients to come forward, the lead certificate recipients. So if you'd come up here, let me talk just a little bit about the Leadership, Effectiveness, and Development Luncheon Series. We started this last fall in collaboration between University Accord and the Directors of Student Life. And with input from student participants last semester, our six sessions this spring included presenters from across the campus. They presented on topics such as organizational and leadership development, self-care, trauma awareness, and team building. And I'd like to just quickly thank David Brubaker for the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding, Sue Coakley, the Director of Adult Degree Completion Department and Master's in Organizational Development Program, Jim Lehman, Chair of the Business Department, Katie Mansfield, Director of STAR, and Kevin Griffin, the women's basketball coach. I'd also like to invite all of you to our final session on the 28th of April with Kimberly Phillips, the Director of Career Services, who will wrap up the spring series. So thank you to our presenters. Today, however, we are gathered to recognize our students. These are the LEED certificate recipients for the spring semester. These students have attended a minimum of four of the workshops offered this spring, and they represent current and future leaders interested in becoming healthy, successful, and strong in their roles as leaders at EMU and beyond. I want to thank each of you, and specifically, I'd like to thank Brittany Williams, Alex Miller, Abby Dwyer, Meg Green, Hannah Heishman, Rachel Schrock, Grantley Showalter, Olga Baltazar, Delight Tigo, Malachi Bontrager, Cameron White, Redette Girma, Jillian Zaire, Ben Zook, Keegan Yoder, Tay Dews, Oksana Cottrell, Richard Robinson, Mario Hernandez, Alejandra Tejeda Rivera, Jesse Reist, John A. Guest, Makora Ngwegwe, and Haren Lin Cha. Thank you all very much.
I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics. On behalf of the athletic program, I'd like to thank you as students and the faculty for the support you've been to the athletes during this second semester. We recognize the fact that athletes miss a lot of class, and we are grateful for your flexibility and your support to them. I'm going to announce the award winners of various conference, regional, and national. And as I call your name, if you'd come forward and stand on the risers in front here, making two or three rows, and I will read the awards as they come forward. First of all, in men's basketball, Isaiah Harris Wynn, Royals Athlete of the Week in November, ODAC Player of the Week, and Third Team All-ODAC. Jerome Jones, Royals Athlete of the Week, November 9 to 15. Malik Jones, Royals Athlete of the Week, February 1 through 7. Women's basketball, Jess Reinheimer, ODAC Player of the Week, Royals Athlete of the Week, Capital One Academic All-District Team, ODAC Scholar Athlete of the Year, ODAC First Team, ODAC Player of the Year, Jostens Trophy Finalist, All-State First Team, Academic All-American First Team, Academic All-American of the Year, South Region First Team, South Region Player of the Year, and All-American Honorable Mention. They want to tell you she got a nursing award. Mynesha Walker, Royals Athlete of the Week, and Alicia Yagarza, Royals Athlete of the Week, who could not be here for an internship. Men's Indoor Track and Field, Grant Amontag, All-ODAC Indoor Triple Jump, third team, Tyler Denlinger, third team in the indoor 800 meters, third team 4x400 relay, and the ODAC Scholar Athlete of the Year for track and field. Tay Doze, third team 4x400 meter relay. Connor Faint was a member of that relay team as well. Jeremy Heiser, ODAC Athlete of the Week, Royals Athlete of the Week, ODAC Champion in the indoor shot put, ODAC Champion in the indoor weight throw, Indoor Championship Athlete of the Meet, and also an Indoor Nationals participant placing 15th in the nation. Richard Robinson, Royals Athlete of the Week, the ODAC Champion in the indoor 600-meter hurdles, and ODAC Conference and Championship Meet record in the 60-meter hurdles. Hunter Sampson, third team indoor 4x400-meter relay. And Alec Thibodeau, ODAC Track Athlete of the Week, twice, and third in the indoor mile. Women's Indoor Track and Field, Hannah Chapel Dick, ODAC Track Athlete of the Week twice, ODAC Champion in the indoor mile, ODAC Champion in the indoor 800 meter, the Farm Bureau Scholar Athlete of the Year in indoor track and field, and second place in the nation in the indoor mile. Jolie Payden, second team distance medley relay. Junie Shirik, second team distance medley relay. Brittany Williams was on that team for the distance medley relay, and also Maria Yoder. Baseball, Kyle Saladay, Royals Athlete of the Week. Griffin Stanley, Royals Athlete of the Week. Josh Altifer in men's golf, Golfer of the Week in the ODAC, and also Royals Athlete of the Week. In softball, Carly Hill, Royals Athlete of the Week. Lauren Seal, ODAC Pitcher of the Week. And Danielle Smith, Royals Athlete of the Week, could not be here this morning. In the outdoor track and field, Tyler Denlinger, Royals Athlete of the Week, and also ODAC Track Athlete of the Week. And Jeremy Heiser, Athlete of the Week in the field events. Women's outdoor track and field, Hannah Chapel Dick, was the ODAC Track Athlete of the Week twice this spring. In men's volleyball, Travis Abel, Royals Athlete of the Week and the Continental Volleyball Conference Player of the Week in March. Scott Brigham, Royals Athlete of the Week. Christian Taylor, Continental Volleyball Conference Player of the Week in February. And Hunter Taylor, Royals Athlete of the Week. All of these individuals recognize the hard work that goes into it, the support of their teammates, and I would invite you to honor them with your applause at this time.
It's been good to have gathered together to celebrate these accomplishments. Let's continue to lead and serve in the places where we find ourselves as we go and come back again on Wednesday for the hearing our presidential candidate of choice.